Welcome, folks, to the Miles to Ground Experience. It's Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. I'm broadcasting to you today from Mas Alam, which is situated on the Red Sea coast in Egypt. And as we start recording, the quiet room I'm in becomes noisy. I don't know what's going on now. And as always, folks, I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend who is currently in the town of Dongra in Western Australia, which is about 450 kilometres north of Perth. Brother Miles, welcome back.
There it is.
Welcome back to our bi-weekly edition of Poolside, the unscripted and unplanned podcast where you and me just have a conversation.
G'day, Grant. Yeah.
G'day, man.
How are you going? You good?
Yeah, I'm really good.
You're surviving
the
holiday?
Could you hear that noise?
No, it's all right. I can't hear much.
Oh, okay.
As long as you can hear me.
That's the main thing, eh?
Yeah.
That's the most important part of having a conversation with hearing the other person.
Yeah, pretty much. All the way through to the end of their story.
Yeah, and the boys have got to hold it down for a good 25 minutes. We'll see how we go. Might be the last Poolside ever.
What was that?
It might be the last Poolside ever. You know, we may have used our... well, I haven't put much thought into this week's episode. And, you know, as we start, then you get that stark realization that we have to hold it down for 25 minutes and
so far so good.
I've basically taken up all the airtime. It's good, huh?
Good. So you're in Mas Alam drinking your water, and your holiday is about to end and you're going back to work. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. Becoming really settled here and really in a good routine, and doing all the stuff that I love doing. It's going to be tough to go back to work. It's like, you know, average 30 degrees here. It's going to be tough to go back. I guess if I could include, you know, an hour snorkel on some, or just getting in the ocean for every morning before work, I would be a lot more interested in going back to Germany right now. But I'm looking forward to going back, I guess. All
right. So how was the, because you did a dolphin swim yesterday. Did you go and do that? How was that?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Why?
It's funny. So my wife and myself, we've worked in that industry for 10 years, you know, we should know that we should probably, out of all the people there, we should have the best idea of when the dolphins don't turn up, how to react.
Right.
And they didn't turn up and we got skunked. And we too were the most disappointed out of everyone. Everyone was totally calm. No one said anything. And me and my wife were like, what? Oh, no, they're not coming. Oh, no. Oh, what's going on? And it was actually really funny. I actually sent you a message and didn't want you to ask me about it because I was so bummed.
Oh, really? What? Because I'm in Dongra and I'm traveling again, I'm a little bit not keeping up with the messaging, but we're doing pretty well.
Yeah, but that's lame of me too. It was a voice message. No, I was really down about it.
Yeah, well, you sent me a sunset, glorious, or sunrise.
Yeah.
And then there's a quote from a book by the looks of it.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing on, what was that on?
There's a story. It's called They Plotted Against Me, Him.
Yeah, something about positive thinking that I read. It was really sick.
Yeah, nice.
No, it was interesting. I guess we had, well, the spinner dolphins, that's what they, that's one of the species they get out here. They, during the day, they hunt, and then it's kind of a phenomenon. And then, sorry, during the night they hunt in big
Yep.
groups, and then during the day they find these like sort of sort of U-shaped reefs that are around, and they rest there. They just rest in the shallow. So, and spinner dolphins usually get around in big groups, so you're kind of guaranteed to. They rest during the day, and they have to go somewhere, and you're kind of guaranteed in a lame sort of way that lame being, the guarantee is never there if you work with kids or animals, but like they've got to go somewhere and rest. And generally these reefs where these boats go to, the
Yeah.
dolphins are resting there. And we got there, and they were obviously at another reef when we got there. But it was
What?
a real bummer because the footage you see of these dolphins swimming in packs of 20, 30 in shallows, crystal clear water, and missed
Okay.
it.
Damn,
So,
Dolph.
yeah, man. So that would have been the pinnacle of
The
my
trip.
dolphin life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just working with dolphins for so long, and then to be able to swim with a group like that. So we'll probably have to come back.
Oh, any excuse.
Yeah. How you
Cool.
going, man?
Pretty good. I'm here with my at my dad's house again in Donga, and he's been unwell, so I'm here just doing a few odd jobs around the place, and yeah, with my oldest brother, and we played a short 4 holes this morning of golf,
Cool.
and now we're just chilling out, and for the next episode of the afternoon after we've done poolside.
Awesome. That's so cool. I know your big brother quite well. That's kind of the reason we met.
Yeah, he is the
How's he?
reason.
It must be. Yeah, he is, isn't he? How is it being up there with him? Must be good to spend time with him.
Yeah, well, he's not moving as well as he had done, and so we're facilitating that and going and hanging out with him a bit in the lounge room, and yeah, he's not as
Yep.
mobile as he was, which is a shame. But
Okay.
he's had a couple of infected sores that have stopped his progress, so
Okay.
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's wild.
Oh,
My dad on Wednesday, he was in a he went from home to being in an old people's home, and
yeah.
then but that was an in-between stop until he found a permanent place. And
And he's
so
down
he
in
found a
Frio, right?
permanent he down in Frio
Yeah.
before. Yeah. Mum's on the
Oh.
beach in Iluka, and Dad's moved down to Freo. It's as if as if the family's rich. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, that kind of works, eh? Like, it's a bit far for your mum to drive, but she'll make it work.
She'll make it work, and
I
it's
spoke to your
actually.
mum. I spoke to your mum
Oh, sorry.
yesterday. She texted me.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
Yeah,
right.
and told me, and I'm going to give her a call today when I finish talking to you, probably.
Oh, that's awesome, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, he ended up in, I mean, in WA there's a lot of aged care is a big business, and there's a lot of new built aged care facilities. That are nice and flash, look like hotels, but dad's in some it's an Italian aged care facility. It's been there for a long time, and so there's a bit of culture to it, and they expect good food, and he gets four courses and stuff, so he's landed in a good spot. Yeah.
The
Funny.
old mama pastas is gonna feed me up.
Classic, eh? Yeah. So who won the golf, man?
Oh, it was over from the first tee off.
Oh yeah. You
The
had your eye in.
first lost ball sort of pinned the game to say that it wasn't going to go that well. But and it was getting a bit hot and there was a bit of wind and there's all these excuses for my poor abilities, but it went all right.
Yeah, cool. The two Hendry boys would have been doing the big wind up, wouldn't they? There would have been a plenty of wind up in each swing. There's plenty of muscle and gristle
Plenty of that. But they're also we were
there.
having to take our time a little bit because that's just the way it is when you get to a little bit older and you haven't played golf for a while. Hey, because I went to City Beach the other day when I was back in Perth. It's a beautiful beach and the swell was pretty heavy. And I went out and I actually felt a bit nervous getting in the water.
Right.
Yeah, just for lots of reasons, but just that not used ability anymore.
Yeah.
Everything's practice, eh? And consistency.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. What do they call that? Habitual. Hab. When you make it a habit, you do it often enough, and then it becomes. Yeah, but when you leave it on the back burner for a while, hey, then you get that nerves. You get those nerves, don't
Yeah, running into
you?
the water, yeah, the big swell, yeah, it can be quite daunting. Like I just noticed my legs sort of felt like they were going out from underneath me.
Yep. Yep.
And that and
Yeah,
that's
wow.
not then that's not 'cause I'm not fit. It's just that I'm, not as strong as I used to be, I suppose.
There's plenty of power in that Southern Ocean swell coming in too, probably.
Yeah,
That's
that
cool.
it crashes hard.
Yeah, wow,
Dumpers.
man. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, just on the snorkeling front here, yesterday we had another sick day at it. I'll give you and the listeners a bit of an example. We did that hour snorkel from the beach here to the jetty. I did it 3 times yesterday. But one
Yeah.
time with the kids, and we saw a big dogtooth tuna, massive thing. They get to about 2 meters or something, but this one was probably 1.5 meters swimming down below us. Massive tuna. That was
Yeah.
sick. And turtle action, and yeah, and just plenty of fish going on. That's what I wanted to say, Miles.
Yeah,
With
cool.
regards to the dolphin trip, on the
Yeah.
last episode, I mentioned how healthy the reefs were and stuff. Obviously, I'm only in this out the front of where I'm staying, and I did mention too that I thought that the reef is probably in such good order because the resort is here. And I think I was right because we got out to this reef where the dolphins rest, and
Okay.
boy, it was in a bad state. Man, yeah, hardly any fish. Lots of damage. Lots of dead corals, which can come from a variety of things. Definitely well used, and disappointing. Yeah, there was a filmer with us, and I couldn't even put my head underwater on one of the swims. And because we went for a snorkel anyway, and we had to, because it's a national park, you had to go with a guide, and you had to wear a life jacket because when the dolphins are around, you can't dive down just to keep it cool with them,
Yeah.
not disturb them so much. And the guy, this filmer, goes to me, he goes, "Aren't you having any fun, sir?" I'm like, "No, I'm all right. No, I'm just everyone's looking down. I was just looking around for like laying on my back, like you do in your dive gear, looking for dolphins." And I
Yeah.
said, "No, I'm just looking for dolphins." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And then I was trying to explain to him. I said, "Man, it's dead here. The coral's dead, and
Yeah.
there's no fish. It's obviously fished out." And he didn't get what I meant. And I said, "Look, I know," and people, I don't know, not in the know or whatever, their heads down swimming away. It's nothing here. Folks, it was really disappointing in that sense to see that. But I did mention that too. You have that in your mind that hang on, you can tell about a coffee. Oh, God, I'm going on.
Yeah, no, you're doing well.
It's another solo episode. Sorry.
Grant and his
Yeah.
solos.
Yeah, anyway, I was really, when I sent you that message, I mean, I was so bummed to see, after seeing how pristine it is here, and then like a national park, and then seeing the damage and stuff was a bump. It was a bit of a downer.
Yeah,
But
right.
there are, I'm sure there are areas where it's still magnificent, and there are areas where, over time it needs some management. They basically need to shut the reef down and move all the moorings off it and just let it, recover. But yeah. When I come over in December, I have to catch up with your brother,
Okay.
as many of your brothers as possible. It's about you, I reckon.
Well, shorter time last time, but I'm not sure how long you're here for, but yeah, we should tee something up for Christmas.
Yeah, maybe you can rock around for me 50th. Round to
Yeah.
mum's. See how we go.
Yeah. No, that sounds good.
So what are you up to for the rest of the day, man? Gonna.
Today, not sure that much, but I'm just gonna keep relaxing. I got up pretty early this morning to get ready for golf, and then knew I had to do the pod, and then the timing was just working, and just went and picked up a chair before I came, one of those lift chairs
Okay.
for elderly people. And just watching all the action unfold around here, Grant.
It's funny, it's just that time. We're a similar age, 21, and
Yeah,
or
that's how.
49, and we're lift chairs are on my radar as well. Funny that, just that time of life.
I was just going to say, I think maybe there might be robots that'll be able to cradle you and carry you around by the time we're
That'd be
that
sick.
age.
I'd get it. I'd definitely get a chick robot.
A chick robot with a pretty.
Well, if someone's carrying you, they've definitely got one hand on your bottom, so I'd have
Yeah,
to get a chick robot.
no, that's fair enough. So.
Yeah, I've got some. Yeah, you keep going, keep going.
I was just going to say, ask me how I'm feeling.
How you feeling?
Alive.
Wicked, man.
We're doing another poolside ep,
Yeah.
Grant. It's good.
It's, oh man, it's so cool. Like I'm up, set the alarm, wander down here, and like I give you one message and you're like, give me 10 minutes. It's so sick. Like across the other side of the world, this is just the best, eh? It's just the best. Powerful situation, Miles. Drop everything, boys come and record, and then hopefully it's fodder for the listeners. Well, I know it is. I feel good about it. Feel great about it.
It's about.
How does it feel to have your dad in the situation he is? Like he's obviously getting better. The boys are up there. I guess it's just, do you feel, how you feel about it, him being up and
I'm
down?
still pretty resolved in that he's going to be okay for a while longer yet. So, that's always tough, like I've chosen to come to Donga rather than go down south for another function. So this one's a little bit more just as important,
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right. Hey, Miles, should we let each other know what we're grateful for this week?
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
Okay. I'm first.
what are you grateful for, Grant?
Yeah, I'm grateful. Sorry, I'm just recording a podcast. Sorry, I'm just recording 2 minutes.
Cumhuriyet
Yep.
Yuvuz. Yes. Go airport.
No, sorry, no, airport. No, no. Yep. Okay, man. Yep.
Nice segue, Grant.
Beautiful, huh? I'm
Yeah.
grateful for the that's awesome. The ability to conquer fear. Fear
Yeah,
is a
that.
thought.
Whoa. Yeah. Sorry.
Fear is a thought. You're right. Fear is a thought in your own mind. So technically, we're afraid of our own thoughts. Definitely something to be aware of. That's what I'm grateful for. Bro, what are you grateful for this week?
Yeah, man, I'm truly still grateful to have the chance to smile with you today, to have
Yes.
hopefully changed your day a little bit, so we both stay thankful and grateful. That makes me feel great. And stay hydrated, folks. Thanks for the drinking of plenty of water, Grant.
Sick, dude.
It's
I'll
funny
drink to
because,
that.
yeah, because I woke up this morning and had a glass of water, so that's becoming part of my routine, really.
Wicked. Wicked.
Yeah.
I thought it was powerful last time you said that. I was like, yeah, drink water. That's probably a good start, you know, to any day.
Have you got any quick quotes before we sign off?
Yeah, I got one here. From that amazing book I read all the time, From the Power of the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Age is not the flight of years, but the dawn of wisdom.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
We've only got a minute, but I just heard about that book actually. Again, other than that, you're reading it. But yeah, let's sign off, eh?
Yeah, man. Look, powerful stuff, Miles. Powerful
Yeah.
stuff. And we're hitting our year episode, our 52 in a row, next week. So I'll be coming to you from Germany. And Miles from Perth or wherever he might be. Who knows where Miles will be?
Yeah, pretty
Somewhere.
much.
Might be in Israel. All right, brother. Thanks so much, Miles. Folks, thanks for listening. Give us a share on your social media. Thanks, brother. Powerful stuff, Miles.
Yeah, thanks, Grant. Stay pumped, man.
Will do, man. You have a great time. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, real soon. See ya.
See you, man.
Okay. Oh, I could have ended it.